This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're straight up and down at the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Lots to talk about in this first hour. Dan Perkins is going to be with us. Dan, of course, a registered investment advisor. He's an energy expert. We're going to talk about, those falling gas prices. What does that mean? It's always one of those things, you know, when you hear and you experience stuff like this, we've had enough experience where you go, uh-oh, could that be bad news, guys? You know, it's nice to have the low prices, but you know the low prices is going to be affecting other things, right?
Yeah, it's so hard for me to complain about it. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah. It's like everything is so interconnected.
Intertwined, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so we got to be careful. But anyway, Dan's going to help us out. James O'Keefe has his cameras out there again, talking to some Common Core principles that reveal some rather interesting things that only James O'Keefe can do with that powerful camera of his. And then Ted Malik, the man who coined the term spiritual capital, writes a tell-all book, and he's going to be calling us from London, England, a little bit later on, so we're going to be talking to him. Over the weekend, I had a chance to see Benghazi, 13 Hours, guys.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, what an incredible movie. It is,
really?
I will say, apolitical. There's nothing in there that's obvious about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. And maybe that's the way Michael Bay intended it to be.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
mm-hmm.
I just sent an email to Mitchell Zuckoff that we interviewed last year. Mitchell, of course, is the one who wrote the book, 13 Hours, of which the movie is adapted from. So I've invited him on to say, okay, now with all, you know, now the movie's out there, you know, what do you have to say?
I think apolitical is definitely the way to go on that, though. Mm-hmm. Then nobody can accuse you of trying to portray an agenda or whatever, and you're getting the story of these men out there.
Yeah.
I know that I saw that it had a 60% rating on Rotten Tomato from the critics, but 88% of the people that went and saw it said that they loved it.
Mm. So isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's disturbing. In fact, in the movie where we were at, a woman spoke out, you know, rather, you know, at the screen. You know, it was like,
really?
You know,
wow.
damn you, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I mean, it was a visceral response. A couple people echoed amen to her statement and that. But, you know, she was really upset. And I think a lot of people were upset, too. Before, when I've gone to movies like this, particularly when you see veterans of the military and you see how the system is rigged and how things don't happen the way, you know, we're trained for them to happen.
Right.
And especially when it comes to watching somebody else's back and it's a life and death issue. Wow, this is not good. It from a military standpoint, it's pretty revealing and disturbing. Now, some people, can they connect the dots and say this happened on Barack Obama's watch and Hillary Clinton's watch? I think for people that support Hillary and Barack Obama, they just kind of just say, well, it's America being aggressive and they shouldn't have been there anyway. But they missed the point. And the point is that you had Americans out there defending the lives of other Americans, and whether or not we should have been there or not, all the other stuff. You know, that's why we have the committee meeting, right, with Trey Gowdy and that.
Whether you should have been there or not doesn't matter when you're already there. Like,
right.
They were already there. This has already transpired. So
yeah. How do we protect them? And you know, they're showing throughout this process, which you know I didn't hear. And of course, I don't know if this is just movie or it said based on a true story, so you don't know. But they're showing a drone overhead watching all this stuff happen, you know, in real time. And so that's pretty scary when you're seeing what's happening at the ground level. And, you know, like you have the local CIA chief saying, stand down, do not go there, do not defend them. But you had six soldiers that decided, I'm not going to listen to that. They finally after waiting for an extended period of time, went in and saved a lot of lives as a result. But like I said, it's pretty provocative. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour, America. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're going to get it back on track. It's not going to be because of Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody for that matter. It's going to be up to us, we the people. We've got to take control of this government. That's really what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We have, become apathetic, and we thought the elites could handle it. We gave them the keys, and they're running us into a ditch repeatedly. And for some reason, I don't know, it's beyond me. I don't understand why the majority of Americans are not seeing, although they say, hey, we're on the wrong track, but okay, what's the solution? Is it more of the same? Or are we prepared to do something different? Well, that conversation will continue, no doubt. With us right now is Dan Perkins. Dan is an energy expert. And among many other things, also he is an investment broker, a registered investment advisor, I should say. He's been doing that for over 40 years, so he knows from when she talks to. Hey, Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for having me on, Bennett. It's been a while since we talked.
It has been a while. In fact, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about before we even get too far down the road, and I'm not even sure if we had a chance to do this the last time, and that is the songs and stories for soldiers that you and your wife are heavily invested in. And I think we may have touched on that a little bit, but
we did.
I believe in light of the sentiment right now. In fact, we were talking about Benghazi, the movie, and what our military does for us. And even those soldiers who, after retiring from the military, like what happened at Benghazi, still provide a service to our country and to those that are doing doing our business and, trying to do what they can to protect us and protect them, as, again, what was shown in Benghazi. So I wanted to give you another opportunity to talk about, songs and stories for soldiers and how you're doing, because we want to make sure that we make it available. We know that it's always better to give than receive, and whenever we can give to our soldiers, it is real special, Dan, and I really appreciate all your work on this.
Well, thanks so much, Bill. I wrote a op-ed piece for Reagan Baby on 13 Hours, and the title of the piece was "They Didn't Have to Die."
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those four people, that ambassador, they didn't have to die. And if you've seen the movie, terrific. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to go see the movie, because mm-hmm. it is an important insight as to understand how inept our government was, from the Secretary of State to the President to the military, trying to do something to assist these people who were trying. And Bill, you made a point which is an extremely valid point. One of the reasons why we have to have those operatives is because we continue to cut the military force under Obama to the point that it's a skeleton crew, and
exactly.
There aren't enough resources to go around, so they have to hire it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're repeating history once again, Dan. I mean, we did this under the Clinton administration, and everybody thought, oh, hey, we're doing so great. Well, he saved a lot of money in the military, but then all of a sudden we had to go to war in 2001, and George Bush is looking around. He's going, what do we got left? I mean, we got pea shooters. We got equipment that isn't even armored supported. And they had to be in a mad scramble, as you'll recall, you know, after 9/11 and we went to Iraq. I mean, parents are sending their kids are saying, Mom, go to Home Depot and get us stuff and send us. Are you kidding me? This is our military, right. And this is what our kids had to deal with in the first year there in Iraq, at least anyway.
Yeah, I had a really good a close family friend whose son went to Afghanistan. And he said to his parents, and we have a group of friends, and you know, basic things like socks and underwear and stuff that the military wasn't providing. And you're right. It was wherever we could find whatever it was that could use. You know, I didn't mind doing it, but I was a little ticked off that our government couldn't supply it. They put these young men and women in harm's way, and yet they couldn't give them the ability to defend themselves and to send them into combat with vehicles that have no protection against IEDs.
Exactly.
Was a suicide mission, just insane. So we get these soldiers back, and since the last time we talked, Bill, we finished the year, our first full year in business. We finished the year. We're working with 25 different facilities, from hospitals to outpatient clinics to homeless shelters to research facilities across the country. We gave away 4,000 MP3 players last year, and we're getting
great.
About 32,000 hits a month on the website.
That's great, Dan.
You know, and every time I go to a hospital, we opened up two more this month. The incredible reaction from the soldiers of giving them something. I'm doing a presentation two weeks from tonight, Bill, to the military officer, retired military officers association, and I was invited to go to dinner to see the lay of the land 2 weeks ago, and up on the stage is an American flag and is the black flag of a missing in action. And I'm going to say to those officers and their wives when I go there 2 weeks, and I'm going to point to that missing in action time. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, we have 25 million veterans in this country who served from the Second World War up into Iraq and Afghanistan. And for the most part, they're invisible. They're missing in action. We hear about them, we see what's going on, we see how they're abused, how their funding is cut, but we don't really have a sense of connection to that one soldier that I have every time I go into a hospital.
Exactly.
And it's just amazing how much, how little, you know, for $10 you can buy our MP3 package for the soldier, and you give them tremendous amount of time. The most startling statistics, Bill, is that the last time you and I talked, the suicide rate in the military was one every 85 minutes.
Right.
Through the first half of 2015, it increased 20% to once every 70 minutes now. A soldier is committing suicide in the United States. Sleep deprivation, which is what we are focusing on as part of PTSD, is a huge, huge problem. And when you are sleep deprived, you cannot make good decisions about your life, about your health, and about yourself. And we've got to get these soldiers to get some rest.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to direct you to Dan's website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. That's songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. We'll have it linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I mean, and this is sad. And part of the thing, Dan, I can see that's happening when you have less than 3% of America participating in the military, so many people in America take this for granted. Now, I just got back from Israel, as you may know, and to understand that everybody in Israel, I mean, national security for Israel is so, you know, right in the crosshairs, and they're so committed to it that every boy must serve 3 years in the military, in the IDF, which is interesting because it's called the Israeli Defense, okay, force. It's not called offensive force. It's a defense force. And then girls serve 2 years. And, of course, that could vary depending on the level of job they end up qualifying for. You know, like if they become a fighter pilot, obviously, there's a lot invested in them. They're going to stick a little bit longer. But the other thing I found quite interesting, that they remain on the reserve force until the age of about 45 or 50. I mean, that's a big part of their defense mechanism. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Dan Perkins is with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're all over the place, America. Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Good to have you joining us today. Our conversation with the one and only Dan Perkins continues. Dan, you know, when we go to the pumps and we see the price of gas falling like it is, like I was talking with Scott and Shane earlier, you know, it's like good news, bad news. You know, it's good news because we're paying less for fuel. But we also know that because everything is so interconnected that this could be a plus minus, can it?
Absolutely. Just a quick survey point. When is the last time you bought gas, Bill?
I haven't bought gas since I got back from Israel, so that's been almost a week now.
Okay. Curious as to what it was when you bought it, or what, have you seen any gas station prices?
Well, I saw gas station prices. I was surprised. Under $2 here in Florida. I'm in Florida right now by Vero Beach, and under $2. And it was, when I left California, it was over $3.
Yeah, I'm in Sanibel. We went from $189 to $174. The issue, Bill, is that you're right. There's an economic benefit, and it's an enormous benefit. And let me quantify it for you real quick. For every 1 cent decline in the price of gasoline at the pump for 1 year, in other words, if a year ago it was $3 and then it went to $2.99, it stayed at $2.99 for 1 year. That 1 cent a gallon decline over a 12-month period is worth $38 billion to the American consumer. $38 billion.
Wow.
Now, multiply that times how much gasoline has dropped, and it's one of the reasons why this economy is still holding up as opposed to not falling apart. But I want to go to the other side of the question. You're right. It's good and it's bad. It's good in that it reduces the amount of money that comes out of our pocket. It reduces the cost of a number of goods, whether it's jet fuel, gasoline, diesel fuel, fabric, doesn't make any difference. The cost of energy is an integral part of so much of our economy. We're going to see prices continue to decline, and they haven't worked their the $30 level has not worked its way through the system totally yet.
Mm, right.
But the problem is that it's that way because there's a surplus. Right now, the International Energy Agency says that we're consuming about 94, we the world, about 94 million barrels of crude oil a day. But we're producing right and falling. We're producing about 98 million barrels a day. So we have an ever-increasing surplus. And then Iran, after the nuclear agreement a week ago, today as a matter of fact, announced that they're going to come online with a 500,000 barrels of oil for sale with an objective of 2 million per day by the end of 2017.
Now, what is that? That's going to glut the market even further, Dan.
Yeah, you're right. And understand there's a strategy here. There's a strategy that Iran wants to dominate OPEC.
Yes.
Wants to dominate the world's energy supply. Why?
Dan, hold there just a second, because I want to talk about that strategy. But I want to pick up on Kasich made a statement on the low oil prices. He said when oil prices goes down, he's doing an end zone dance here. Let's play that cut from John Kasich, if you would.
When oil prices go down as much as they can, I'm celebrating. You know, it gives people more spendable money. I think it's a good thing. Now, oil will rebound, but right now you have a glut, and it also reflects the fact that the international economy is not humming. We can get America moving again with a strong economy. It will pull everybody along, and that's what we look for.
Dan, to your point, Kasich is seeing the same thing that you're seeing on the plus side of it, but now we're talking about the other side of the coin on this deal.
Right, and the $150 billion that they got as a result of the International Nuclear Agency saying that they've complied with the terms of the agreement, that $150 billion, perspective, Bill, the revenue decline for Saudi Arabia because of the decline in the price of crude oil that they get last year was $150 billion. There is not any nation as a member of OPEC who is not under severe economic distress. The International Economic Agency said that if this continues, Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, will be bankrupt in 5 years because their lift rate is about $75 a barrel. Selling it at 30, you run out of money in a hurry. Yeah. And that's what's going on. So I think the strategy with Iran is to use that $150 billion to dominate OPEC.
Well, you imagine they could put a lot of pressure on Saudi Arabia, and what people need to understand the way Saudi Arabia operates, and that is, as you say, that $70 a barrel lift, that's what keeps the peasants quiet, right? Yeah. I mean, they're paying off their people to stay in line, be good, the whole deal. Now what happens when you get to that point and you say, hey, we can't afford this anymore, all of a sudden Saudi Arabia becomes Greece?
Yeah, and on top of that, ISIL quietly let people know that because of the interdiction of the crude oil that they were selling in the black market and the reduction in price that they're getting from the crude oil, they've cut the salaries of their leaders and their soldiers by 50%.
Wow. Well, what's going to happen? Are people going to leave? Because we know that part of the reason that they join is because of the money. And as CNN said, it's the money, it's the sex, it's a job. And so now if you cut the money, can sex and the job carry the day for them? Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And so the chaos that we're looking at in the global oil markets is more than just the price at the pump. There are huge political ramifications to the stability. You know, for 40 years, Bill, we've had the ability of the OPEC nations to control our economy through the price of oil. In the omnibus tax bill, they listed the 40-year ban restricting the exporting of crude oil. That's a game changer. And as Kasich says, if our economy recovers, we don't need anybody else's oil to fund our recovery. We have all the oil we need in the United States to fund our recovery. It's going to be devastating to the rest of the world, which means, Bill, it's going to be even a more dangerous place than it is
exactly
today.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about, Dan, is do we have the leadership in place? I mean, the current leadership, I don't have a lot of faith and confidence that they're seeing this trajectory and they're making the right decisions to position America in such a way that our national security is secure, that our future with energy is secure. I mean, if anything, the decisions that they have been making are questionable at best. And it just has us going along with the current trend when we have the opportunity, what you're suggesting, to break out and do something different that would be very positive for America.
Yes. And Bill, I have to tell, I've not heard anybody talk about what I've just been talking to you about in terms of the power that Iran is trying to bring influence over OPEC. Nobody's talking about that, at least not yet.
Yes.
But I believe that will come. And you're right. If we get the wrong leadership next November, we're in a very difficult position, Bill.
The problem is, and I mean, and Dinesh D'Souza's new book, Stealing America, it points out very clearly, along with Schweitzer and what he pointed out, is that the elites are out there. They tell you that they're interested in you, but everything about their actions in the back room and suddenly happening underhandedly are for them. It's not us. It's not about we the people. And Dan, to your point, you know, we have a great opportunity here, but are we going to seize it? Do we have leadership that is concerned more about us than themselves? I mean, they've been, you know, enriching themselves all these number of years. Can they break away from their norm and do something on behalf of we the people? I guess that's the big question that remains, isn't it?
You're right, sir. That is the question. Can we change the paradigm?
There it is.
And I know
Dan Perkins, registered investment advisor, energy expert on Bill Martinez Live. Some new, interesting perspective here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens,
at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, because we got to keep the conversation going, and we're going to get this country back on track. Project Veritas was founded by James O'Keefe, and James is going to be our next guest. The mission of PV is to investigate and expose corruption, dishonesty, self-dealing, waste, fraud, and other misconduct in both public and private institutions in order to achieve a more ethical and transparent society. Because if we're going to get this country back on track, it's got to be based on the truth. We got to know exactly what we're dealing with. And thank goodness for James O'Keefe and others like him who are out there keeping him honest. James, thank you so much for coming on. It's always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, what is it with this statement? The dead white guys did not create this country. I mean, this is somebody in a position of responsibility associated with Common Core.
Yeah, I mean, dead white guys did not create the country. We need to teach Islam. You know, we need to teach chlamydia and prostitution to children. This is really a really good personification of issue, Common Core, which is the implementation of standards. We've covered the greedy, the corruption on the money, and now we're seeing the kind of reality about what they think about education and how they want to change it.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just somebody, you know, happened to be associated with Common. We're talking a Common Core executive here, James.
Yeah, it was a Common Core executive. This official was with National Geographic Education, formerly of Pearson Education. The first two videos covered executives in Houghton Mifflin. They were sales executives from the West Coast, and they were caught on tape saying how much they hate kids and how much it's all about the money.
Wow, that's way too revealing, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, this is kind of a behind the scenes deal here between the federal government and some of these publishing houses, the big four publishing houses, to basically get money. It's a money making gambit. Where they're trying to enrich their pockets by forcing states to adopt standards that, in their own admission, is not good for kids.
Yeah.
And they spend millions of dollars on lobbying the government. They hire people in the government to institute these standards. And what's remarkable is that these officials were fired by Houghton Mifflin last week,
mm-hmm.
immediately, for basically telling the truth. You know, they weren't saying anything that's not true. It is a money-making scheme. It isn't good for kids. But the way in which they said it, the arrogance, the lack of introspection, the greed, the willingness to just, you know, hey, let's just, one official said, let's just slap stuff on books. Let's just rebrand the books so that we can sell more books. You know, and I think that the ideological and the cronyism goes hand in hand.
Well, without a doubt, it reeks of crony capitalism. And, you know, for somebody to speak like this on these videos, you know, kind of like with a Planned Parenthood, you realize that this is a cultural issue. This goes very deep into the core of what these organizations are all about. And what we're talking about is the current geographic former Pearson sales executive, Kim. Is it Kim Kaber? Is that his last name?
Korber.
Korber was the
one that we just released yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, it is absolutely shocking, and you just go, whoa, and these are the people that we have turned over the responsibility to educate our kids and, you know, for them to have their own self-interest ahead of the kids. That should tell you right there everything that you need to know.
Yeah, and one of the quotes from the video is Korber is talking to our undercover reporter posing as a lobbyist. And she says, you know, Texas keeps screwing it up over and over again. Texas got upset about it, and they wanted to have their founders. They wanted to pound the founding fathers, and it's like, come on. The dead white guys did not create the country. They want to talk about these dead white guys. And she says, damn the Second Amendment. She literally says, quote, damn the Second uh-huh. Amendment, unquote. So this is a very revealing, you know, she also talks about the need to adjust the AP U.S. history, that's the advanced placement U.S. history testing. She wants to, a lot of the homeschool mothers I've spoken to about the story, they don't want to opt out of Common Core because they believe that their children should go to college, and the colleges, the entrance examinations like the ACT and the SAT are written by the same publishers that they're opting out of.
So, it's like the fix is in here, James.
Yes, the fix is in ideologically, the fix is in cronyistic-wise, and the fix is in because they're working hand-in-hand.
And once again, Christians are in the crosshairs because she goes on to say Christianity is not a core concept at all. How do you extract Christianity, you know, from our U.S. Constitution?
Well, she says, you know, the states, this is from the video, that the states want to, quote, push the Christianity. Mm-hmm. And it's offensive that they have prayers in school boards. And she says, yeah, it's not a core concept at all. And she talks about including Islam, and so this is something that we've all suspected to be the case, but we've never been able to actually prove. And we're going to go deeper into this subject. Mm-hmm. We just released two videos on the cronyism. They fired both of those officials.
Right.
We released the video on this official formerly of Pearson. There's a snowstorm in D.C. right now, so we can't get through to the phone to see if they're still working there.
Right.
And then next week, we're dropping part four, which is going deeper and darker into how the publishers get these arranged deals, and it's going to be a bombshell.
You know, it's amazing, James. You know, when you go back, you know, in the early findings of our country, there was this little blue book called the New England Primer. I don't know if you remember it or not. I mean, it's certainly, I only say remember it because with all the studying and research you do, you may have run across it. I think it's less than 100 pages. Very powerful book. It was very effective. And from that little blue book, the New England Primer, we've now grown to this multi-billion-dollar industry that's been cheating students and parents in that. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The way to put it is the cheating of students. And, you know, these companies, these big four companies, as we call them, mm-hmm. it's a thinly veiled attempt by the federal government to control educational policy, but less obvious than that. And this is why the hidden camera stuff is so important.
Exactly.
But just as substantial is that this is a play by these so-called for-profit educational companies to boost their money by tens of millions through implementing these standards. And people have criticized me and said, well, they're just trying to make a buck. They're just capitalists. No, they're not capitalists because it's compulsory. Mm-hmm. You can't control which book that your kid gets. You can't force people to, they won't get into college unless they take an exam written by someone that the publishers own. So this is not capitalism. This is crony socialist capitalism where the government awards contracts because they want to foster an ideological perspective, and these companies are bid rigging so that they can get the most money possible.
Yeah, the incentive is for all the wrong reasons here, James. It's no wonder we're getting the kind of stuff we're getting, and then after it's all said and done, all the money that we invest, how do you like me now?
I guess it's as American as apple pie, and it's a target-rich environment, but clearly Common Core has been a big market for these large educational companies, and it doesn't get any worse than quote, I hate kids, and quote, it's never about the kids.
And the thing is so bad about, the way, the idea, on paper, when you have a discussion of Common Core, it all seems to make sense, but the implementation makes it dirty and just destroys, what some people, the way they look at it and would hope that Common Core could work, don't you think?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have said a lot of things about the Common Core. There's been another issues include data collection on students. They're using data mining techniques to extract information about students in order to make more money.
Right.
Some people have suggested that the math standards are it's a power grab away from families in order to give power to teachers or to the state.
James, we're all out of time, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas on Bill Martinez Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. We know you can handle the truth, and we've got a truth teller with us right now. He is the author of the memoir and book, quite an expose, Davis Aspen and Yale, My Life Behind the Elite Curtain. As a global Sherpa, the one and only Theodore Roosevelt Malik is with us. Dr. Malik, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, thanks. Good to hear your voice.
Well, you're calling us over the seas, and I'm in Florida, and one of the chapters of your book talks about the famous people of Palm Beach. You know what happens when you got lots of money and not a lot of common sense, right?
Well, it's a memoir about all the episodes in my life as a person in diplomacy, in politics, on Wall Street, in philanthropy, in the academy, and I spent some time in that zone where you are there in Palm Beach, and I wrote about the superficiality of that particular lifestyle, which circulates mostly around the word faux, F-A-U-X, everything is faux.
Right, exactly. Do you think we may be getting, Ted, to a point where America is ready to, and not only America, I just got back from Israel, and I sensed the same thing in Israel, where people are kind of tired of the superficiality of it all and want to do something rather productive. Is there this burgeoning force of productivity just waiting to explode on our planet?
Well, I would sure hope so. You know, if you look at the 200-year cycle, we went from poor and sick to rich and wealthy, but we've had a couple of hiccups here in the last decade or more. Some of it has to do with politics, some of it has to do with the welfare state, some of it has to do with the lack of ambition. I think there is a lot of pent-up creativity and innovation, both in America and elsewhere, and if we can unleash some of that, deregulate some of the auspices around it, yes, we could see another cycle of economic growth.
Well, Ted, in your book, it was quite encouraging, to hear what you had to say, from your practical experiences. And that's why, I'm asking you that question about your perspective and what you see. And I'm glad that you're sensing the same thing. But I'm also cautious. And I think that part of what got in the way is people that thought they knew better, these elites that you call out, that try to social engineer things. And for what? So that they can get their cut of the wealth and the creativity of humanity?
Well, usually the greed principle is at work, so they're not doing it in a benign way. And I'm not discounting politicians from that group who have certainly been on the same gravy train. But yes, whether it's people in financial markets, money markets, or people who are just trying to do the next new thing in order to basically lead the rest of us, I think that there is that tendency in both human nature and practice, and my book is full of lots and lots and lots of episodes that, in fact, are quite humorous from one perspective, but also quite sad from another.
Exactly. Well, whenever you see the robbery of humanity and their human potential, it is, for me anyway, very disgusting. I mean, you've got your business background. Here it is. What an honor for you that Lady Margaret Thatcher declared you as the global Sherpa. Because of your business experience, some have said that you are the heir apparent to Peter Drucker. You became a professor at Yale, where you continue to advance the tradition of values-based business management. So you see these things that are in play, and somehow you get elites that come in and want to put the stick in the spokes of people rolling down the hill, rolling down the way to some sort of successful trajectory.
Well, I think that's been part of the last 8 years, certainly in American history, where we've tried to either social engineer things or take away the prosperity of people, or actually, I think we've had a hesitation, frankly, in human flourishing, to use an old-fashioned term. So we need to get back on a different track. And obviously, the world today is quite highly integrated. So what happens in America affects what happens, half a world away. What happens in China obviously affects Europe and the United States. So we have to think, too, about all those linkages. It's the world we live in.
Exactly. Well, like right now, a lot of people are celebrating the price of oil plummeting. But our earlier guest that we spoke with, who's an energy expert, try to hold into perspective here that there's plus minus here. Plus, yes, we're celebrating, but don't get carried away with your end zone dance yet, because other people are suffering as a result of it. So the challenge is to have those dynamic tensions balanced in such a way to where it's as much as possible can be win-win for all concerned, isn't it?
Lots of volatility, lots of uncertainty in today's world. Yeah, it would be nice if everyone could win-win at the same time. That's not usually the case, but we have to look at the longer term, and that's certainly one of the things I emphasize in my latter part of my book, where I talk about timeless values and principles and finding the spirit, because that we're not just material beings; we have other dimensions.
Without a doubt, and that one of the dimensions you're talking about is the spiritual dimension. You're a man of faith, as I am. And, we look over, at least, for me, based here in America, where, we're becoming more secularized. At one point, we are regarded to be a Christian nation. Nowadays, we've got leadership saying, nope, we're no longer a Christian nation. We're unhinging from those anchor points of morality that has driven our Constitution, has driven our worldview to where we care for our brothers and we are a brother's keeper. And we're realizing less and less of that. And as a result, we've become more and more divisive.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And it sounds like you've been reading my book. So, the fact is that we are a Judeo-Christian nation. That's part of our spiritual heritage. I use the term spiritual capital, and we're kind of living off the fumes of the past.
Yes.
And if we don't renew that kind of energy, then, one has to be afraid for the future of America. But I do think that there's an undercurrent that is, frankly, swinging back, and we're going to see the pendulum going in another direction here.
Well, I think, I'm like you, Ted. I'm an empiricist. I look at the facts, and you see what's going on. You go, okay, has America gotten enough of the facts to realize the elites that have been running the ship here, that they've been running us aground? I mean, for the last 8 years particularly, we have been in a kind of an academic theoretical coma, and people are starting to wake up to go, whoa, what is this country I live in today?
Yeah, we don't even recognize it. It's certainly not your grandfather's Oldsmobile, to use the old advertising phrase.
Exactly.
And is it the country that you want your children or their children, your grandchildren or their children, great-grandchildren, to be brought up in? I think there is a lot of concern about that, whether it's on the educational front, on the parental front, in the family, in our religious institutions, but most certainly in the political realm. And I think we're in a dramatic sea shift here, and this is going to be a historic election.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you've had a stellar economic background. You understand. You see these things coming together. We've seen all these different ideas, you know, come from the left and from the right. If you were king, Ted, what would you do with our economy?
Well, that would be frightening to have anyone as king. So even a philosopher king in my category would be a daunting notion or responsibility. But if I could change just three things with the American economy, I think I'd say we need to balance the budget. We need to put in a line item veto so that the president, hopefully a new president, would have the ability to control spending. And I would lower taxes, particularly corporate taxes, such that we could have a situation where companies would be proud to and want to invest in America again. That would include changing the rules and inversion so we could bring $1 trillion back into the American economy. That would be worth, maybe 1 or 2 percentage points to GDP growth. So if you did those kinds of things, it'd be a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, to use a phrase you've heard, we might make America great again.
Yeah, imagine that, huh? What a concept. And as you say, I think, Ted, like you, I don't think it requires, you know, the perfect alignment of 5 of our planets in order to make this happen. I think this is all doable if we get outside of the ego and really look at, you know, some practical things, you know, to incentivize business to do what they do best and incentivize the labor force to do what they do best. Because, you know, as we stated earlier, I believe there's all this pent-up energy and potential just waiting for expression. But if we're not going to make room for people's God-given gifts, we're just going to continue to oppress them. And then at that point, I'm afraid I'm going to start to be cynical.
You're correct. So we need to unleash these market forces. They're there. And as Adam Smith reminded us over 200 years, the best heart is also connected to the best head. So this is also a moral economy. It's a more inclusive economy. It's an economy where the middle class is actually vibrant again, rather than one where we see so much dependency on the government and where so many people are either out of work or have no possibility for betterment. We have to make these investments in both what I call human capital as well as in financial capital.
Exactly. Well, Ted, in light of this important election that is coming up for America, this is serious, and America needs to get involved. They need to get registered to vote. They need to understand who it is they're voting for. I know you've had some comments about Donald Trump, and I want to give you about a minute or so, if you can, to touch on that. I know that's cheating you. We need more time than that, but let's summarize.
I'm glad. I wrote a piece in Forbes about a week ago comparing Donald Trump favorably to Theodore Roosevelt, who, of course, a hundred years ago brought in the last American century, which unleashed an enormous amount of energy and growth and industrialization. And that kind of charismatic, that kind of really strong builder-doer, I think, is personified today in that one candidate. It's Donald Trump. He's really outside the normal political.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Ted Malik has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. And go to his website, tedmalik.com, for more information.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.